Patriots Friday. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, listen, I was just wondering if you've gone out and gotten your Gronk flakes yet for breakfast. Apparently, those are out on the market right now.
I haven't even heard of them. I got to go check those out.
Would you eat Gronk flakes?
Yeah, why not? I'll try it out, see if it's good.
Probably a lot of sugar. I'm thinking a lot of sugar in Gronk flakes based on his personality.
Yeah. I'm thinking a whole lot of sugar in there. But I'll try it out. It's my first time hearing of it today, so I'm going to go try that out.
Hey, Patrick, we heard from a few people even after that game in Arizona kind of mentioning maybe that wasn't exactly the focus towards the end of last week. It was a tough week of practice. Do you agree with that? Did you see that maybe on Friday it wasn't exactly focused as you would want going into the game on Sunday?
Man, that game is over, bro. I'm not even going to talk to you about that, man. We're on to the Ravens. That game's over. Practice is over. Forget that week. You know, we got the loss, whatever. We're on to the Ravens, ready to play.
You're on to the Ravens, but there was a guy you played well against, right? You lost, but Fitzgerald going in, you told us how good Larry Fitzgerald was. You guys held him to one catch for 4 yards. I know you lost, but do you take any positives as a secondary to hold a future Hall of Famer, Patrick, to one catch and 4 yards?
Yeah, of course you take a little pride in it, but, I mean, we lost the game, so really, it really doesn't matter at all, man. We keep things simple here. You don't win, you didn't play good, so... We got to play better this week, and Ravens have a lot of weapons out there, and we have to get ready for them.
Yeah, I know every game is a learning lesson, and it would have been a lot nicer if you would have won that game. Obviously, there still would have been some learning lessons. Was it a tough day, tough as far as going over film and going over what exactly did happen last Sunday?
No, man, there's going to be mistakes in the game. There's going to be definitely good plays in the game. You just got to have your share of, that not many bad plays, So we went over film. Of course, when you lose, it's hard to watch, but you watch, make mistakes, make corrections, and get better.
So you're going to get your Gronk flakes and get focused on Baltimore.
With your sugar.
Yeah. I don't know if the rule is you got to eat Gronk flakes without a shirt. We'll have to figure that out if that goes that way. But in terms of Baltimore, right, since you're on to Baltimore, you played them in the AFC Championship game. You've prepared for them and watched video. There is a ton of conversation, Patrick, about how different the Baltimore offense looks from last year to this year. What do you see, and is it that much different than what you saw in the AFC title game?
No, man. I see a team that's tough, confident, physical, and they go out there and play, man. Regardless what scheme they might have, they're going to go out there and play, man. That's what we would notice about them. They're going to play. They're going to play hard. They're going to play all the way till the game's over, and, we just got to get ready to face that.
One thing in particular, it seems like maybe they're giving a little bit more towards Joe Flacco to do in this offense, running a no huddle a lot more, which obviously would probably put more stress on the secondary. Is that one of the big differences, them using that no huddle more than they have in the past?
I think every team uses no huddle. It all depends on the situation, So, saying, they change because they have no huddle, it's kind of hard to say because every team has no huddle. Every team has no huddle somewhere in their playbook, So it's all about situation and, whenever they need to pull it out. So we'll see how that goes.
I mean, Ray Rice is always a factor in this offense, but Dennis Pitt is a guy and I want to get to Ray in a minute here, but Dennis Pitt, first off, big tight end. He's leading that team in targets. They're going to it. It's almost like they saw what you guys did and what you had last year. Now between Ed Dixon and Dennis Pitt, they're coming at you with two tight ends. You go up against it every week. What do you see in Dennis Pitt that makes him so effective here early on in the year?
He's good. He's physical also. He has good hands. He finishes the play. And, he has some savvy out there, some good route running for a tight end. So it's pretty good. Flacco's going to throw the ball to whoever's open. He's been open, fortunately, so he's going to pass him the ball.
Let's go back to that no-huddle comment you made, because you're right. So when you came into the league, I don't think as many teams ran it, but now you say every team adds in their playbook. I think teams, not just the Ravens, Patrick, are using it more. As a defender, how does that make life difficult when teams go into that no-huddle hurry-up offense for you?
It's only as hard as you make it. If you're not focused and not prepared for it, then it's going to be trouble. When you're prepared for it, it's going to be, it's going to be a good situation for us. If you're prepared and focused and get ready to execute what we have planned for that.
This week I would think, you're looking at this team, and last year in the AFC game, five plays of 20-plus yards, and I would think discipline is a key. You got a guy like Torrey Smith, how fast he can be. You got guys like Ray Rice in space. Is that something you focus on, keeping everybody in front of you and that discipline?
Yeah, discipline. You said it, man. Discipline is number one. You for you. When it comes down to it, you definitely have to just do your job, man. They have some blazers out there. They have guys that catch the intermediate ball. They have guys that they get them in space. It's very hard to tackle, you know. So just like you said, man, you said it, discipline, man. Being able to make the plays that you're allowed to make, if that makes sense. Don't try to make some other play where it's not your play. Just do your job, play discipline, and we'll be fine.
Patriot safety Patrick Chung joining us on a Patriots Friday. Different setup this week. Not 1 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. You're the primetime game on Sunday. I'm curious how that changes your day when you got really all day to do whatever you want until game time, 8:30 or so on Sunday night in Baltimore.
Nah, I'm just going to rest, man. You're going to rest, play the game in your head, lay down in your bed in the dark, just play snap by snap and just get ready for the game, man. Most guys just relax and just get ready to play.
Do you watch other games in the NFL? You got a lot to watch on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch some games. For me, it's simple, man. I might watch a game, half a game, but I just relax, play the game in my head, and just get ready to play, man.
If there's one guy playing in a game, who would that be? Like, if there's one team on, would it be Pittsburgh? And looking at Polamalu, the way he goes about it, is there one game that you would, if it's on, you're like, oh, I'm locked in because I want to watch this safety and how he goes about things?
Kind of whatever game is on, you know, just kind of watch the game, see how the game turns out. I mean, it's not really, we're so focused on, you know, Baltimore that day. It's kind of hard to focus on any other team, you know. So we're kind of just getting ready to play. I can't really explain it, man. You're just playing the game in your head as if your mind's the TV, I guess, and you just play the game.
Now, are you going to take a couple-hour break here from maybe that mental side preparing with Chandler Jones and watching his brother Saturday night in that UFC title fight?
You know, everybody's talking about it. I'm not a huge UFC guy. I mean, I will watch it. I'm not planning, you know, days around my UFC fighting, but I'll check it out. I'll see how it goes.
Last one for me. Ray Lewis is in his 17th season, and he's still running around the field yelling at people, and I don't say at the top of his game, but he's still a very productive player. Can you imagine, Patrick, are you a guy who wants to play 17 years in the National Football League?
You have to play as long as you can, man. For him to be doing that at a very physical position that he plays, it's an honor, man. Hats off to him. He's a beast. He's a beast, and he's been doing it for a while, so no one can say anything about him.
Is Ed Reed to you just a member of the Baltimore Ravens this week, or is he somebody that you kind of watched growing up and still have that respect for?
Yeah, you got to watch him. I mean, he's definitely a great player. He's going to go down as one of the best. He's definitely made great plays, and great players make great plays. So, yeah, definitely he's good too.
Did you get a chance to watch? You probably didn't, but I want to play a little clip for a second. This is Ray Lewis yelling at your quarterback and your quarterback yelling back in the AFC Championship game. Hit it for him, Joe.
What?
Yeah. Now that second, what? That's your quarterback.
That's awesome. That's two competitive guys going at it, man. I love it.
What?
You guys are crazy, bro.
He is Patrick Chung, Patriot safety. Follow him on Twitter, PatrickChung25. Patrick, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boss. See you guys.
Appreciate it.
What? Yeah. What?